Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy.
This is Diane Ellis. What company? What am I calling? Did you say y'all didn't answer the phone with a company name?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors.
For who? Verizon?
No, ma'am. We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors.
Well, I've got a charge on my bill that I don't know what it's for because it looks like something. I haven't done anything from California, and it's called Finest Fusion something, and it's $64.99, but it's not for me.
Yes, ma'am. I can locate the account and see what's going on and see what type of products that would be on the account.
What is Finest Fusion? Never heard of them.
That's just the name of the vendor, ma'am.
What?
That would be the name of the vendor.
Well, I don't know who they are.
In order for us to figure out what type of products that you have, ma'am, we would need to locate the account. I cannot assist without the account in front of me, ma'am.
What account number do you need?
I would need to start off with the zip code.
Well, let me give you the number that they've got in here. I guess it's their identifiable number. I don't know.
We wouldn't be able to search for the numbers that's on the bank statement, ma'am. We would have
It's a reference number.
We wouldn't be able to look that up, ma'am.
Well, are y'all the ones that bill me?
The vendor did, yes, ma'am. But in order for us to locate the account in our system, we would have to locate it in certain ways.
And you say you're a third party?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
What do you do? Just handle their account?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my let me see where my account number is. Okay. Well, shucks.
Ma'am, I would need I can get your zip code to locate the account.
Okay, 28530.
And the first and last name?
Ian Elks.
And please verify the street address.
8706 NC11 South, Grifton, North Carolina.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And I see that you have the spy cam and the membership to our Gadget website.
Well, I'm not into that. I don't use such stuff.
Did you place the original order for the shipping and handling charges on April the 25th for the spy cam?
Well, there's some little old toy-looking thing came for $6.95. But I didn't care for it after it got here because it looked like a toy to me. I didn't even want it.
Yes, and when the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, then they would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website.
Well, they didn't say that. I want this off of my bill. I am not paying $5 for something that I didn't even order. I will dispute this charge. Can you take that off? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me just a moment, ma'am. And we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 50%.
No, you've got to do it all because I didn't order this. I did not order it, and you better refund it all or we're going to have problems. Now, I mean we're going to have problems. I'm not giving money away to something that I don't even know what they are or that I didn't request. Do you hear me?
Ma'am, I'm sorry?
Do you hear what I say?
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on issuing the refund now, ma'am. Just give me just a moment.
Well, you better do the complete refund. Or we're going to have some problems.
I refunded the $64.99 for you, ma'am, and that will be refunded and processed back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and don't add anything else to my account, period.
Yes, ma'am, and the account is canceled out, and I'll have the cancellation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Let me get a pen. All right, let me have that number.
It's CSN Charlie 663131660.
CSN Charlie 663131660.
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I expect to see the refund on my next bill.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's all, and I appreciate it.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.